Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This is the part of the program where we read a listener message that came in and you guys get to sound off about it because they need some advice. So phone lines are wide open. Text line is wide open. Would love to talk to you guys. This is from Britt in Littleton. Brittany in Littleton. I'm a stepmom of two girls, 12 and 14, and after years of slowly earning their trust, we're finally in a good place, which is why I feel like I'm about to mess things up. So she goes on to say, the other night they came into my room and said, we need to tell you something, but you have to promise not to tell our dad. And I promised, which now I feel like was a huge mistake. Both girls admitted they've been secretly messaging boys.
Uh-oh.
Ew. She says, nothing inappropriate, nothing scary. I saw the messages. It's just normal middle school crush stuff. But their dad has a very firm no dating until high school rule, and they know he would not be okay with this. They kept saying, please don't tell him, he'll freak out. And honestly, they're probably right. So she says, now I'm stuck. If I tell my husband, I break their trust and maybe ruin years of progress. If I don't, I'm hiding something from him about his own daughters and going against a rule that he clearly set. So what matters more here, protecting the bond I've built with the girls or being honest with dad? Then she goes, thoughts? I'll be listening. And that is from Brittany in Littleton. So if you're a step-parent or just a parent in general that would like to sound off about this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, I've never had to deal with this in my life, but I would imagine, you know, girls that are aged 12 to 14.
Yeah.
That's probably a hard friendship to crack when you're a stepmom, right?
Well, yeah, and just being a girl at that age is hard. And not to completely dismiss the dad here, but I kind of feel like she has better knowledge of what those girls are going through right now with those boys, right? Like, she could probably steer them in the right direction. Dad has the typical dad stance of, you're never going to date.
True.
You'll forever be my baby. And that's, that's a parent thing, and I get that. Like, that's totally, you know, okay. But I think it's hard when girls get into this stage because you don't want to shame them. You don't want them to think they're doing anything wrong by talking to somebody that they're attracted to or just interested in, you know? So you've really got to be careful with this situation. And I just feel like the stepmom's, the whole relationship with these girls, yeah.
But rules is rules, right?
I'm leaning on the side of maybe she tells the dad there's something going on, but lets him know, I can handle this. Like, I've got a handle on this. You don't need to freak out. You don't need to, you know, flex and let them know that you're the boss, because that's not needed here.
But again, he's just being the parent, and
he's laid down
a rule, and the rule's a rule sometimes.
It is, but...
This could be all starting innocent, too, with these girls, and it could trickle into something that's not so innocent, dad is worried.
But
you
something
know?
The stepmom would know better than, I think, the dad, because she also went through
unless
it
they
as
don't
a
tell
girl.
Her. Unless they don't tell the
unless
stepmom.
Unless they don't tell her, yes. But I think that, again, her whole point there is that she's seen the messages. She knows that they're innocent, and she's just trying to...
For now.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
She's just trying to do the right thing.
Here's what we're going to do. I see the phone line's already ringing, so if you'd like to sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691 1649. Should Brittany in Littleton tell her husband that his two girls, 12 and 14, are talking to boys when he doesn't want that going on? We want your calls and comments next. It is Sienna. Hi, Sienna.
Hi there.
Good morning. What do you say
with
this Show Wants to Know segment?
Actually, I think this is a really great opportunity for the stepmom to encourage honesty and open communication with the dad, and to kind of coach the girls into how to do that in tough situations and tough conversations. And I think that builds even more trust.
I love it. Because, I mean, there are two parents in this situation, and you start, you know, with one little secret. What's next? Next thing you know, you're keeping 20 secrets from dad, you know? It's not healthy.
Exactly. And that puts the strain on that relationship with the dad and the stepmom. So I just think this is a really good opportunity to coach the girls on how to have difficult conversations with a parent.
Yeah. And dads should be involved, too. Yeah. You know, dads need to be involved, especially with their little girls. Absolutely.
Well, and the stepmom can still say, like, I'm on your side. I just feel like we need to include your dad because he needs to know this about you.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes what we think is going to be a huge consequence or a huge judgment actually isn't. And it opens opportunity to show your family members, like, a maybe there is a softer, approachable side to you that maybe they think there's not.
That's a really good point.
Boy, you're so wise.
I know.
look at you all mature and smart. Whatever.
It's only because I've been there, done that more times than I have wanted to be.
But you know what? That's why we do this segment, because our listeners who write in need people's advice who've gone through it, just like you, Sienna.
Yeah, so you've been in their shoes.
Thank you for having us on. Thank you for having the courage to call us. You're the best.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well.
Bye.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Well, all right, what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with Sienna, but the other thing I would say is when you were initially reading that, Brittany had said dating, and I think texting and dating are two entirely different things.
Yeah.
If you're just texting and you're just talking on a text, then that's one thing. And I still think, I agree with Sienna, I still think it's a good idea to teach the girls how to talk to dad, because he's not the bad guy. He's the good guy.
Right. But the bottom line is dad's just kind of, you know, looking out for him, right? Like, he's not being a monster.
Yeah. No. No. So I think, truthfully, I don't think that that's a huge thing. And when you don't make it a huge thing, then it's not going to be a huge thing for the girls to talk to their dad. You got to remember, as soon as you start blowing it out of proportion, that's when kids start going, oh my gosh, it's going to freak out.
Absolutely.
So you got to keep it really on the down low and real cool. Oh, okay, you're talking, okay. But this is something we need to talk to dad about, because he's just concerned, and this is how you show him you're being responsible.
Boy, another very wise call.
Well, and such
I want to put you on hold, Leanne. Your phone kind of sucks, but very wise call.
Well,
very
with the kids, they take their cues from you. So if you freak out, that gives them justification. I knew you were going to freak out, you know?
Yeah.
So you really, that is such a good tip.
Or if you say, yeah, I'm not going to tell your dad, it does teach the girls, too, that it's okay to keep all these secrets, you know?
And the keeping secrets part is not okay. But again, like, you can still have their side. I think that's the thing, is kids just want you to understand them. They want to have a little control in their life, and just you being on their side gives them a little bit of that, you know?
Here's a guy's perspective. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody?
Hi. We're super dupes, buddy. What are your thoughts on this?
A few thoughts. As a Brady Bunch household myself, I think the line are, you're always a parent first, right? She wants to be a little bit of their friend, but that doesn't work out, right? You always gotta parent first, and then the friendship can happen. There is a better way to do it than not, but you have to be honest with the parents, because if parents aren't on the same page, you can't make the proper decision. And when lying starts happening, that's when problems really start to arise.
Yeah, because I mean, look at if from the dad's point of view, he finds out that this is going on and Brittany hasn't been telling him, it's just going to turn into an argument within them, you know, and trust issues within them, and that's going to be horrible.
So I think if she's honest with the dad, they can talk about it before he reacts to the daughters, and
totally
get her perspective, and that's totally fine, right? But she can't keep it from him. That just creates bigger issues than the one that girls are, you know, the girls will get over it, right? They're his kids.
Yeah.
They'll move on in life. The next problem will happen, the next boy will come, or whatever happens, and they'll move on.
Yeah.
But the lying will stick around.
And you're in the thick of it, buddy. You're an expert with your Brady Bunch family. Thank you, John, for the call. Really appreciate you guys. I know, right? Or you just take their phones and throw them in the trash, right?
Well, I
you
think
can do that too.
Yeah, there's part because that's the thing is like nowadays with kids, they have all the code words, they've got all the sneaky apps that they can text on. You know what I mean? So I think we got a text from Sherry who kind of reminded me. I remember with baby Nana, it was like that. You have to check all the apps on their phone because they can hide messages and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So you've really got to dive in if you want to keep them safe. And she said that she dealt with the same thing where it was not innocent on the other person's part. So the boy who was texting her daughter was asking for naughty things, you know, so they had to shut it all down, take the phone away, take the laptop away, and that can happen. So it's just important to know what's going on with your kiddos.
Consensus is have a talk with the girls, understand what they're going through, and then just be like, hey, we do need to talk about this with your dad as well. We got to bring him in the loop. I think that was generally the consensus.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go, Brit
no
from
secrets.
Littleton. No secrets, girlfriend.